This parable is actually asking us to contrast something, to contrast God to the unjust judge. See, God is so good, upright, and pure in what he does. Now, if an unjust judge who's corrupt and related to everyone in town and is not about justice, doesn't care about God or man, if he's willing to listen to a request, how much more will your God, who is good and gracious, listen to you? God is good. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. Faithful and upright is the Lord. The Lord's mercy will endure it forever. Psalm 25, verse 8, that's where it says, the Lord is good and upright are his ways. Jesus would say in the Gospels, quote from Jesus, no one is good except one, God. There are a lot of reasons not to pray and stay in the shallows. Have our minds fixed on the distractions of life. I get it. Most people are there. There's one. The reasons are numerous. Distractions, ambitions, goals, waiting too long, whatever it may be. There's one good reason to pray. One. All we need. God is good. He loves you. He wants to hear your recommendation. He wants to hear what you suggest. See, prayer is actually a statement of the privileged position that God gives to you. I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to work under a bad boss. Anybody ever had a bad boss before? Yeah? How did that go? Tough? Hard? Thinking about bad bosses, I've had a few of them, and what I just wrote down some characteristics of bad bosses. Bad bosses, you're kind of nervous to really say anything around them, so you kind of avoid them. You don't want to share bad news because they'll blame people for it, so you can't share bad news. And you don't want to share good news because the bad boss will take credit for it and blame everybody else. That's what a bad boss does. Now think about a good boss that you've had. Good boss does the exact opposite. They listen to what you have to suggest. When you share bad news, you're not going to be reprimanded. When you share great news, they don't take credit, but they shine a light on everyone else in the organization. What prayer is a recognition that we have the best boss in God. He's the CEO. He's in charge of the kingdom. And you know what? He doesn't need you or I. He doesn't need us to accomplish what he wants to do. You're not needed, neither am I. But God asks us to be on his team. And prayer is the way that we get to contribute. Offering suggestions and recommendations, God wants to hear them and hear our pleas and cries. Jesus says, always pray, never give up. Always pray, never give up. We give up too often, too soon, for all sorts of reasons. We'd rather stay with the distractions or stay with our own ambitions and our dreams. It's understandable. It makes sense. But the reality of this parable is that it's saying if the only thing that we have is just prayer, that's enough. That gets us to the depths. So as I close this message out, be thinking about where are you? Where are you spending your time and your soul? Where's your soul? Is it on distractions? Is it on own ambitions and dreams? Or is it in the depths? Prayer with God. Let's pray about that for a moment, then we'll share a time of confessing our faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gift that you've given to us in prayer. A moment to recognize that you're in charge, but that you've placed us in a position to share, to give ideas of what could be done around us to seek you out in trouble. Lord, give us a heart to dig extra deep, to seek places where the soul is at its best with you and with your purposes. May our prayer life reach those places. In Jesus' name, amen.